Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be explaining specifically why NoFap can help you attract the right type of women into your life, why this is actually the hidden cheat code that her DNA cannot resist. And when you actually understand what you need to qualify a woman on to actually position yourself as the man in charge, the man of value, the man as a true leader in your own life, not only does life get real, real simple, but you don't run into the mass majority problems of the 99%. Now stick with me on this, because if you stay with me until the end, you're gonna have ridiculous focus, ridiculous clarity, and a ridiculous step-by-step process to making sure that you're fulfilled, that you have the women in your life that fulfill you to the most, and that have good, positive energy to help you along your path and your mission. Now, before we begin, I'd like to quickly announce that my men's MBT, Masculine Behavioral Therapy community, is now over 400 members deep, meaning this community, this mastermind, has been growing so much. I highly advise all of you to take advantage of this, okay? If you want to see what this is all about, if you want to know the secret that all of the men have been using, after this presentation, I want you to go down below. I want you to register for the free Attraction-Live training, and I promise you that that 90-minute end-to-end presentation is going to be life-changing. Now, I'm going to try to get not very worked up with this presentation, because this is a topic that's so near and dear to me. I tend to get carried away sometimes, but if you look what the typical men advice givers, or however you'd like to phrase this, typically give, is they say that men exert their will, right? Men are displaying their confidence, men are putting themselves out there, and women are the choosers. Here's what you're going to need to agree. Here's what you're going to need to realize to actually get a hold on this NoFap thing. You gotta understand that if men aren't putting their will out there for the wrong reasons, women no longer have anything to choose, which means that everybody who complains about current culture, current society, they don't like the way how women are more promiscuous than ever. They don't like how hard it is to actually make a relationship that's actually worth carrying out. They're sick of all of these games in the dating game. You have to understand that there's two types of ways to live. You can live like the 99%, and this is going to be the herd. This herd mentality, they get some results. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get some women into their life. They're going to maybe use a full pickup artist lines, pickup artist techniques. They're going to think that they know female dynamic or female psychology. And they might even hook up, or they might go down that road. But you got to understand that this 99% runs into problems. Okay, problem after problem. Emotional turmoil, long-term damage to themselves as a man. And not only that, the women in this 99% are typically more lost than ever. If we switch sides to the 1% and you start to play a 1% game, you gotta realize that you might even take criticism for this. That if you decide to go against the grain compared to how most people do, you're going to be different. However, there is strength in going the way of the 1%. There's strength in doing things your own way. And I do not want you to feel poor about this, because what's going to happen is that you're no longer going to have the problems of the 99%. When you remove the problems, you actually for once have clarity. You have control over your life. Now, in order to truly understand NoFap, what you need to accept for a minute is that you as a man are a slave. Okay, and this might sound insane, but you are a slave to everything that's programmed between your ears with your subconscious. Your subconscious has been programmed to worship what's between a woman's legs. Your subconscious has been programmed to essentially put women on the pedestal. Your subconscious has essentially been programmed to put sex above all else throughout your entire life. And because of that, you're a slave to multiple things. You're a slave to the bad websites. You're a slave to the big booty models on Instagram. You're a slave to these apps that advise you to hook up or see how fast you can sleep with a woman. You're a slave to the music that you pump through your ears about that bitch. You're a slave to the media when they tell you how to live. And you're a slave to common culture when you tell yourself that sex is casual. Let me tell you something for a second. There's absolutely nothing casual about sex. The reason for this is because sex can cause unwanted STDs, sex can cause pregnancy, sex can cause really bad problems for a lot of people when it's not with the right person. Meaning you removing all your clothes and sticking your genitals in a woman typically has consequences if it's not for the right reason. Make no mistake, you have to start to understand this. You are not alpha because you can put that stick between places it shouldn't necessarily be going. Okay, and this is going to be a total brain rewire. These men who are so quick to give up their seed, so quick to sleep with any woman, so quick to make sure that they can progress the interaction to the sheets as fast as possible. Trust me, I have been there. The only reason I tell you not to go down this road is because I understand the void and the ego that I was trying to essentially build to prove to other people that I'm a man that's worthy. This is going to be the quickest way to self-destruction. This is going to be the quickest way to lose your intuition with Earth. This is going to be the quickest way to actually lose touch with humanity. You cannot go down this road if you want to be a true man of value. Reason for this is because lust is nothing more than you trying to fill the void. You have some sort of sexual desire. You think that the only way you're enough is if you give in to this lust. This lust right here will bring you the wrong type of women. It will bring you the wrong type of energy. And it can potentially destroy your life if it's carried out for too long. Because essentially what this is, and you make no mistake, this is deadly. This looks appealing. This lust is pleasureful. This lust will dupe you in. This lust hides to where it makes you think that this is worth going after. However, what you're trying to do essentially when you go after this is you're really trying to be prideful because your ego starts to take over. Your ego starts to tell yourself, hey, as a man, I'm only good enough if I can puff my chest. I'm only alpha if I can sleep with her. I'm only alpha if I can sleep with 10 of them. I'm only alpha if I can sleep with her and all of her friends. Okay, what this is doing is this is trying to fill the void, and let me tell you something, it will never be filled through doing it. You will constantly never feel enough, you will never feel like it's enough, and you'll always feel like there's something missing. I know because I've been there. The sad thing about today is that men think that it is strong, that there's strength to go with their temptations, that there's strength in giving in, that there's strength in pulling, when in reality it's the complete opposite. True strength is when you have the capacity to resist temptation. Once again, this is something only a 1% brain is going to understand. This is something only 1% of men are going to agree with. If you're on this channel and you like what I say, I'm very happy for that because that means you're not necessarily a fan of me. It finally means that you're a fan of yourself. And when you put all these pieces of the puzzle together, life gets really, really easy because you got to understand, your brain works in an all or nothing snowball or an all or nothing chain link. This is what I mean by this. If a man can resist the temptation to self-pleasure, well, now there's no self-pleasure, which means now you're not stroking it. Now you don't pedestalize these women, which means now there's no bad websites. Your brain and your subconscious is not hooked on this destructive way of thinking, this destructive way of being. What's going to come to the next level of that snowball? Well, you're valuing your seed, which ultimately means that you're going to value yourself. You're able to find your purpose. You think that you're on this earth for a specific reason. You are more than just flesh and blood. You're now connected. Your intuition starts to take over. And what this does is this gives you a natural drive to level up. Because you start to think, hey, if I have value to me, what can't I do? I now have belief. I now can show myself I can stay dedicated to NoFap. What else in my life can I be dedicated to? And this is a total snowball effect of success, make no mistake, because other areas start to come together. Oftentimes throughout the 400 some men that I've coached, I've seen many, many times where they get so many aspects of their life together once they start to understand this one area. They start to get their dating life handled. They start to go to the gym. They start to take proper tracking in their nutrition and what they're fueling their body. They sleep more. They're optimizing their focus. They're optimizing their daily routine. They're becoming one hell of a man that actually has true characteristics that any woman would potentially want to be with. They're not just learning game. They're not just learning lines. They're fundamentally becoming better than the 99%. I need you guys to start actually improving your offer, not necessarily your pitch. Ultimately, what this does is this lets that man live differently because now his brain is not a brainwashed slave. He is no longer a brainwashed slave to what common culture is doing. He's no longer a brainwashed slave to what everybody else is telling him is alpha. He's thinking for himself. He's realizing and he's taking a step back that's saying, hey, going with the herd of what everybody else is doing is probably not fulfilling. It's probably not going to get me to where I need to be. And not only that, it's going to attract the wrong types of women and I'm going to keep getting hit with all of these issues 24/7. You have to remember, if you put 5 women in a room and you put 10 men in a room, 5 of those men are going to succeed and get a girl and 5 of them aren't. And you got to ask yourself, are you better? Not necessarily is your game better, are you better? Your offer, you, your product, you. What makes you a man? What is the fundamental backbone of your values? What you stand up for? What you believe in? Who you truly believe that you are and who you truly believe that you can come? Let me tell you something, fellas. When you understand that, it goes so much further than NoFap. This is really about going a different way than how most people are living and being completely okay with it, because you know in your heart of hearts that it is the right thing to do. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.